Roger Federer brought to tears during his induction into International Tennis Hall of Fame. Newport, Rhode Island, Roger Federer was brought to tears numerous times during his induction speech at the International Tennis Hall of Fame on Saturday. As sunset crept in at Newport's grass horseshoe court at the entrance of the hall, the 45-year-old Federer, dressed in a tan suit, strolled up to the stage for his speech, kissed and hugged his wife, Mirka, who had just introduced him, and realized what a challenge it was going to be. "Oh man," were the first words from the first man ever to win 20 Grand Slam singles titles. "This is very high level and a tough act to follow." He joked, "I don't know if you have been practicing secretly," before praising his wife's presentation of the 274th Hall of Famer. Federer was inducted along with Mary Carrillo, a broadcaster and former player, who was presented by Hall of Famer Billie Jean King. Federer, called the Swiss Maestro, during the hall's first red carpet show, which began on center court about 90 minutes before the start of the induction ceremony, told the crowd that he was a little stressed, to be honest. During his nearly 30-minute speech, Federer, who showed fluid movement and a quick approach to the net with a solid one-hand backhand that earned him a record 237 consecutive weeks as the world's number one player in the ATP rankings, chalked up a handful of times. It began to get tough for him about halfway through, when he talked about his childhood hero, Stefan Edberg, when he said these are happy tears. Then he was brought to tears again when he spoke about his longtime coach Severin Luthi, before he wanted to thank Mirka for helping him on his journey. "Now the Mirka part," he said, pausing before breaking into tears. "Oh gosh, this such a mess." He tried to joke, but the tears took over like a quick return at the net. "I need tissues and sunglasses, everything to protect me right now," he told the crowd, fighting back more tears. But, like rallying and winning one of his five consecutive U.S. Open titles from 2004 to 2008 or reaching 10 straight slam finals, which he won 8, Federer closed by thanking the ball boys and encouraged players to keep taking the game new levels. Federer, who celebrated his 45th birthday 3 weeks ago, won 8 Wimbledon titles and is only one of 8 men with a career Grand Slam. He captured 6 Australian Opens and 1 French Open, in 2009. "I'm thrilled to have made the journey here," he said. "It's amazing to see yourself in a place like this. To immerse yourself in the history of the sport means a lot to me." Carrillo, inducted as a contributor, is a member of the Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame. King said, "She has earned her spot in sports journalism and she has earned her spot in Newport." Carrillo, 69, was touched standing in front of a handful of Hall of Famers. "To walk through these gates here in the company of you people, that was beyond my dreams," she said. By Ken Pautak.